For today's Global Hit, we revisit a hip-hop artist you've heard about on our show before. Joaquin Santos was born and still lives in San Diego, California, but he spent the past few years getting in touch with his family's roots in El Salvador. When last we checked in with Santos, he had released an album with a Salvadoran rap group called Pescosada. Now he's got a solo album called Salva Vida. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Joaquin Santos freely admits that his solo effort is, quote, tinged with anger. Nothing's off limits. He raps about gang violence and grinding poverty, drug deals and nasty murders. He named the album Salva Vida. That means lifesaver in Spanish.
It's a play on words. I mean, on one hand, it means Salvadorian lifestyle, and on the other hand, it also means lifesaver. Because, I mean, a lot of people in El Salvador, it's what they need right now pretty much is a lifesaver.
Santos says the same goes for Salvadorans living in the United States. He's a U.S. citizen, but many Salvadorans in Southern California aren't. And he's seen firsthand how they get a bad rap, so to speak. In the title track, Santos raps about how Salvadorans in the U.S. are thought of as invaders and freeloaders.
We're not just thieves and murderers. And we're not just pimps and hustlers. And we're not. We tíos, tías, abuelas, sisters and brothers. Haciendo el cuchuvalo, trying to bring over another. Y'all been killing us softly. Look what they did with the dollar. Look what they doing at the border. Hell no, isn't over. Here to lift up my people. I carry this on my shoulders.
Santos switches easily between English and Spanish on Salva Vida. That may not seem like a big deal, but for Santos, it is. His parents moved to the United States in the early 1970s, and he says they decided not to speak Spanish in the house.
It was a fear-based decision. They thought that it would be better for us to just learn English. It was kind of a blessing in disguise for me because through that denial of certain cultural aspects in my life, it really created a thirst and a hunger for me to find out and to grasp onto to what I've been missing.
But Santos found that what he'd been missing in El Salvador wasn't always pretty.
Yo, hey yo. Ya diga chamaca fría, falta casa y comida, la vida solo de herida, su esperanza extinguida.
This is a track called Bala, Cuchillo o Cuerda, Bullet, Knife or Rope. Three verses, three nasty but realistic stories of violence in El Salvador.
A lot of people would say it's morbid, but reality is morbid sometimes, and we need to talk about what's going on, and it needs to be addressed. I mean, music is good to have dance music and party music, but at the same time, there needs to be music made to bring to the surface some issues that are going on that people, generally speaking, don't like to talk about.
But Salva Vida is not all dark. This track is called Salvadoreña.
Let's do this, mama. I'ma change your life if you know you wanna. I always hear people talking about puertorriqueñas or dominicanas or certain women from certain countries, and I felt like I wanted to make a track that would represent the ladies from my country. So, Salvadoreña, it's a good track to get down to.
Joaquin Santos, by the way, paid for the production of Salva Vida himself. He currently has no label and no manager. When he gets them, he says, he wants to blow hip-hop en español wide open. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
Mejor que ellas, no hay ninguna fea. Blancas, morenas, negras, de formas salvadoreñas. Las cosas que me enseñas, ay mamita, estás tan bella. Blancas, morenas, negras, de formas salvadoreñas.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.